The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Ski. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, here we are at the practice for the King of Darkness of 2024. My name's Tony Lightfoot, and glad to have the pleasure of your company. This podcast episode is going to go through some of the competitors that have practiced so far for the King of Darkness. The first of which is going to be Vale Gonzalez. So, what was your experience like out there in the dark?
Hey, Tony, thanks for having me. It was good trying to figure out where to go for tomorrow in the finals. I had a rough day today during the day going over the round, but I got things figured and I'm ready for tomorrow.
Okay, so what are your keys going to be going forwards in this endeavor that is night jumping?
Well, I'm trying to get more into the spot, going a little bit later. Also trying to work on getting on my right ski more, keeping my hips up. And I think I've been riding my skis great. Just got to do it in the tournament and hopefully I'll have a good jump.
Okay, so when you're jumping, I'm sure you're going to have Scott on the bank providing you with advice. What has he been drilling into you so far as technical adjustments are concerned?
Yeah, I mean, I have a great team supporting me. Scott and Mariana, so much experience, and they've been doing this for years, and I know they're going to be there with me, trying to give me some confidence. That's kind of what I'm needing right now, some confidence in myself that I can make it work. So yeah, we're gonna work on that tomorrow, trying to be in the course, as I said before, and hopefully I can connect a good jump and go with the girls there.
Okay, so what kind of jump distance would you expect to be able to produce out there, given what you've just produced tonight?
Well, during the night it's a little bit different. We're not used to doing that. I think at LA Night Jump I had a 159 this year, something like that, and
yeah.
I think something around the high 50s will be great. I didn't jump that good during the day, but hopefully I can go farther in the dark like I did at LA Night Jump last year.
Wishing you the best of luck, Vale Gonzalez.
Thank you, Tony.
Well, fresh off the water, Regina Jaquis after the practice prior to the nighttime jump final. Kind of give us your a little bit of a Cliff Notes assessment as to what you've just done out there.
You know, it's definitely feels like you're flying out there. So I think it's was good. It was good practice for tomorrow. I didn't go over. I was just saving up for tomorrow night and see how the cards fall at that point in time. So, but no, it feels really good. It's lit up really well. The Garcias have done a great job, like always.
Yeah, kind of the first thing that goes among your senses is kind of the lack of depth perception out there. You kind of feel like you're going a million miles an hour. I have personal experience with jumping at night, although at not at elite type level. But would you kind of subscribe a little bit to that assessment too?
Yeah, you definitely have lost some of the senses that you rely on when you come to tournament day and it's a beautiful sunny day with a headwind and everything. So you do rely on those senses, and when you lose the light and you're just in the dark, you know, your depth perception's gone, your senses of time are gone. So it's going to be interesting. It'll be fun. The girls are jumping amazing, and I think it's going to be a great event, and I can't wait to see the guys. The guys have been going so far in the prelims, so it's going to be a great show. I'm excited to see what they can do at night. It's fun. It's a great event at night. Kind of gives a different atmosphere to, you know, a crowd watching, and it's great for people to come out and sit. They're not having to sit in the sun and the heat. You know, they get to really enjoy the aspect of what us as water skiers do on a daily basis, and we love it and we're dedicated to it, so we'll sit out in the sun and get the sunburn day in and day after. So
yeah,
this is a great experience for them to fall in love with the sport that we all do.
Indeed. Obviously a long way back are the dog days of summer, but I mean, you take your coaching cues along the shore side, you know, from Jack Critchley. So what keys was he eager to instill upon you in this practice round, and what and will that change from here and until the nighttime final?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about it later. You know, he's rode in the boat, so he got to kind of see. Come nighttime, though, when your coach is on the shore, it's don't really see him. You can't see the crowd's going to be big.
It's
you
like
won't really get
big,
to
big
see him.
Silhouette.
So, yeah, you just kind of gotta go and know that you guys have put in the work in that time and kind of just go from there and just hope it all goes to plan as far as what you've been working on and what your keys are. You know, and I'm sure we'll go over all of it later. So come up with that good game plan.
All right then, Regina Jaquist, best of luck to you going forward.
Thank you, Tony.
So, just fresh off the water, I don't know, maybe fresh is the right word, but
yeah.
Brittany Wharton, you know, you've taken some attempts out there. Kind of give us your initial analysis of what you felt out there and how it differs from what you do in the daytime.
Yeah, it was fine. I'm a little tired. We already had two rounds of jump today, but I just wanted to make sure and get some sets under my belt or some kind of reps. The first jump was kind of like my normal daytime, would have definitely taken that jump, but it was quite a lot of heat. And then my second jump, I was just telling Jack Critchley, like, the ramp came up a little bit quicker than I anticipated and just slipped out the back. And then last one, found my spot, was maybe a little bit earlier, slower, but got over the ramp pretty good. So just nice to be able to do that. Now I just need to put all that together tomorrow.
Now this isn't the first time, certainly not your first rodeo where it comes to night jumping. I mean, you've been in LA Night Jam and you've been in this event at about, I think, about this time last year, or at least on a previous occasion. But obviously being able to account for the lack of depth perception, I mean, you said that you probably arrived at the jump a little bit early as a consequence. So what kind of changes are you going to make to mitigate that?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. I think I just need to think through it a little bit, like mentally get ready for it. Get some good sleep tonight, rest
that,
tomorrow.
That always helps.
Yeah, get rid of this headache that's been on for the last like 3 or 4 hours. And then, just get some good rest. Honestly, whenever I feel rested and mentally fresh, I feel the best.
All right, who will you be taking your cues from along the shore side?
I'm not sure. I don't have my husband here, and he's usually the one that will give me a few things, but my dad's here, my mom's here, my little brother Matthew is here, he'll be jumping, so if they're down there I might look. But it's honestly really hard to pick someone out whenever the crowd's as big as it's been here at
King
Regina of Darkness.
Yeah, Regina said as much.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know. I think I'll probably just kind of stick to my own game plan. I usually ski with myself anyways, so yeah.
All right then. So what kind of distance could we possibly expect from you, or what's the kind of distance that you say, you know, I've jumped my best?
Yeah, I think anything over 50 meters I would be happy with. I think I jumped 168 this summer at LA Night Jam, 51-ish, 51 and a half, and I was really happy with that being a night PB. So if I'm able to push my night PB, I think I'd be happy.
All right, then. Best of luck to you, Brittany Wharton, as you get ready to jump in the King of Darkness on Saturday night. Okay, Sasha Denyerskaya, you've just come off the water having practiced. What did you learn out there for yourself?
I mean, we don't get to practice at night often. It's always fun. It always feels fast. So, yeah, just trying to get used to the speed, see the sight. It's my home site, so I'm pretty familiar, but still in dark it feels different. So, yeah, no, everything is great. Getting used to speed.
Would you agree that the darkness kind of is like an equalizing factor? It kind of takes a little bit of the familiarity of the site out of the equation for you?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I feel like it can be, but I feel like because we have such strong field, it's everybody had night jump before, so everybody has good bases. I think it all just gonna kind of matter on how people can focus at the moment.
So as you got out there and as you started going into your jumps, were you trying to figure out a good sight line which you could use as an alternative to hit for your jumping at night compared to the day?
No, I mean, the goal is to have the same side light, right? It just feels faster. So the goal was to get used to the speed and not be afraid and react fast, you know? So, yeah, my goal was to just, if anything, keep the same angle, same look, and just not be afraid because it feels faster.
All right, then. So what's possible in terms of distance out here?
I feel like anything is possible. It's nice side. It's the same boat. We saw great results during the day. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be fun.
Well, the very best of luck to you, Sasha Denyerskaya, as you get ready for the nighttime finals on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, Hanna Strzałcowa, personal best earlier on in the day. You've gotten things set up at night, as we've seen one of our male competitors land their jumps. How did it go? Kind of give us a little bit of an analysis of what you practice set and what how you did and what you achieved out there.
So tonight I didn't want to go over. I just wanted to see the setup, see how the lighting is, and I wanted to cut and pass. I think I went a little too hard on the first two. It definitely feels faster at night, so I backed off on the third one. I think I feel good about it.
Okay, you've night jumped before. I mean, the last night jump competition that we've had this season was LA Night Jam, where you took the victory by several feet. Do you feel just as confident here in producing the goods at nighttime here as you were in Louisiana back in June?
I don't know. Jumping at night always kind of
just
makes me nervous.
You know, it puts you out of your comfort zone, right?
Yes, it puts me out of my comfort zone. So I always got to be on point and focused and thinking. So you can't take it easy.
All right, so we'll round it off a little bit, but suffice to say you jumped 195 feet. That is a personal best for you. So in your estimation at night, what's possible so far as distance is concerned?
I just want to know the scores before me and kind of know the distances and, you know, kind of go and do what I need to do to win. And not to chase the scores. You don't want to overdo it at night, you know. You just want to do what it takes to win.
Okay, so you've achieved one objective. That's to get the personal best. And now the second objective is the win. Would you say that's a pretty good summation of what you're aiming for tomorrow night?
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited about the tomorrow night, about the crowd, all the kids, the cheering, and it's just fun experience for us as well.
Looking forward to that adrenaline rush. That is Hanna Strzałcowa. We wish her the best of luck going forwards.
Thank you.
All right, then. Sitting next to me here is Emil Ritter, the Pan American Games men's jump champion, and he'll be first off the dock in the men's jumping final. You've taken some jumps. How did things feel out there for you?
It feels pretty good. I haven't done a giant night jump this year, so this is gonna be my first one for the season. Excited for it. It looks dark as usual, I guess. So excited to see what distance we can get at night.
You said you were kind of struggling a little bit out there to actually see the ramp and to kind of get your bearings out there. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess I'm getting older. I guess it's every year is harder to see a little bit, but we'll see. We'll figure it out tomorrow and trust it and commit it and just do what I usually do.
Okay, so what's possible distance-wise from you?
My best at night is like a 210 jump, so that's probably like 10 feet under my average during the day. I look forward to getting a 210, maybe a little bit further. That would be exciting, but yeah, mostly have fun out there and enjoy the moment.
Okay, Chile's Emil Ritter, a current resident in Utah, but will soon be making his way down towards the Sunshine State of Florida to begin his residency there not too long from now. Wishing the best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.
All right, then. We've got Luca Rockenwald, who earlier on today jumped a pending Austrian national jump record and became the next person to jump over 230 feet. You must be pretty stoked with that, huh?
Yeah, definitely pretty stoked about that, especially because it was quite hard skiing at home, pretty cold, and then making the big trip over here overseas. Just really happy I put it all together on that jump and finally joined this elite club of jumpers.
And not for the first time you made a last moment decision to actually compete in a competition. I remember last season over at the Malibu Open that you decided not to travel back home but decided to compete. And you came away with a podium position, to the best of my recollection, right?
Yeah, I did that last year, and I actually did it this spring too, after Masters, flew home and came back for LNI Gem.
Of course,
and
yeah.
And picked up a podium there, so it kind of works out for me. It's always a big commitment doing this trip, but I don't mind it. Like, I'm really happy, and it has been working for me so far.
Do you think a lot of that is down to the technique you've been able to implement jumping and enabling you to be easily consistent out there?
I feel like my technique is now at that point where I can go.
It's kind of matured.
Yeah, and like that was my goal the whole way. Like, do it step by step, build it up slowly, and I think now it's at that point where I just can go to any site and put it all together because I'm so consistent with my technique right now.
Okay, what's possible out here distance-wise from you?
I was pretty maxed this morning, but I would
say... I'm talking in the dark.
In the dark? I would say same thing. I don't mind the dark at all. I'm having fun out there. I kind of enjoy it. I just need to keep a calm head and get the right kick, and I think it's the 230 is there. It's just same side, same skiing, just stay cool in the head, in the dark.
Excellent stuff, and we wish you the best of luck tomorrow night from Austria, Luca Rockenwald.
Thank you.
All right, there from Canada, Dorian Llewellyn, come straight off the water. And what did you learn out there?
That it's dark. No, okay. I mean, in reality, it's super well lit up. I mean, the ramp looks awesome. And obviously, from earlier today, it feels awesome out there. So, you know, typically in the night, I try to just tell myself that it actually is the same as during the day, even though it feels way faster. But, you know, it's been a while since I've done a night jump, and I definitely got rid of some of the nerves. So that was the whole goal of the set, and missed the kick on one and kind of got it on the second. So, you know, building for tomorrow.
Indeed, indeed. So, I mean, you jumped pretty well today. You're going to be, I believe, second off the dock in the jumping final. So what kind of keys are you hoping to implement come tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's much of a secret that I've struggled this year. So I'm just building each set. You know, that first set was awesome. That was my most consistent set of the year, you know, 219, 215, 219. You know, missing the finals by 0.1 twice is obviously tough, but, you know, I was happy with it. But watching everybody go huge, I kind of wanted more. And then in the second set, you know, I got that 221, and it honestly didn't feel very hard. So that's what I was really excited about, is getting those bigger jumps that don't feel like I'm fighting for them.
Endeavoring to stay healthy for the entire season was probably one of your goals going forwards as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my whole goal this year was, you know, to get to this point and to just keep building all year, and you know, it's been a bit slower than I thought, and you know, obviously none of us are the most patient people when we're athletes, and we want results now. But you know, it's been, some parts have been really good, some parts not as good, but I've seen glimpses of, you know, the way I was skiing before, and I'm happy with the progress that I'm making.
All right, at night, what's possible from you distance wise
I mean, like I said, that 221 in the day was not very hard, and I wish that, you know, I could put it together a bit quicker right now. But you know what? I'm going to go out and have a smart set, and I'll be out early, so I kind of can set the tone, and, you know, just smart jump after smart jump, and then let everybody else go out and see what happens.
Canada's Dorian Llewellyn. We wish you the very best of luck going forward.
Thank you, Tony. It's always awesome being here.
All right then. So Louis Duplan Freiberg, who just came off the water not too long ago, only took one jump, one and done in practice, yeah?
No, I took two jumps.
Oh, you took two jumps.
Passed the first one, took the second one. That was my first time night jumping.
That was
my first time. Yeah.
You look pretty sensational out there. I mean, it seems like you've been doing night jumps all your life.
I mean, to be honest, first one I could have taken, but everything was going so fast. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna take this one. I'm gonna pass this one because everything was going so fast. And then second one, I just took it. It was so good because we have a good light on the lake. It feels really good until the landing. And the landing, I saw the buoys and I was like, okay, the landing is here. Throw myself a little bit on the back of the ski, and you know the feeling when someone's behind you and you fall on him and he's supposed to catch you.
And they just step out the way and let you hit the concrete.
I felt like that, and then like I just figured out I was 1 or 2 meters higher than what I thought I was. So I just landed hard, but yeah, tomorrow we would have some soap, so hopefully it would be better.
So hopefully moving on from that little bit of a trust fall out there.
It was fine. It was really fun.
All right then. So for you, as a former European men's jump champion, you took that title last year in San Gervasio.
Yeah.
You jumped pretty well today. What was the distance?
2:19, so 66.9.
How close is that to the French record these days?
I have the French record, 2:27, so 69.3.
Okay.
So, yeah, good jump. I'm happy. Yeah, it was good.
All right.
I wanted more, but it's good.
I know it's pretty hard to make an assessment based upon the fact that you haven't jumped in night at all prior to that practice. But what would you say is possible distance-wise tomorrow night?
I have no idea. Never done it. Oh, you're saying for me or for the boys? Because like for the, they all went 70, like in LA night jump this year. They went like 69, 70 meters. So I think you can go really far. Yeah, for me, I felt really good. I can do my level, I think. Yeah, I think the jump I did was my level. So, yeah. All right. 2:15 and more. Yeah, I think it's possible.
All right. Louis Duplan Freiberg. Bonne chance, monsieur.
Yes.
All right, then. Just come off the water recently. We see Joel Poland, who absolutely sizzled the competition earlier on today with a new pending British record and a tie for the European record. So what was it like out there for you earlier on today?
It was beautiful. Everything was set up perfect today. Like, the pro star felt really strong. Skis were feeling really good. I had a nice little headwind. And, yeah, when you're out of Hancock, everything's normally perfect, and yeah, today it's perfect.
All right then. So translate that to how that would translate to what you're doing at night? You know, because you took a fairly late poke of that jump. I mean, you're out there practicing or cutting a pass, and you didn't take any of your jumps, as far as I could tell. Mm. So what did you learn?
There was no wind earlier. I had a little bit of headwind, and I went pretty much in the exact same spot in the day. So yeah, maybe got to back it up just a touch for night. Don't have to go crazy late. It's nice that I'm going to be last out, and I can kind of see what everyone else does and then choose my spot. And if I need to go in that place tomorrow, then now I know I could have made it on, but probably try to stay more calm.
Okay, so I mean, you've been in a few of these yourself. I mean, you've won night jump competitions at various locales, you know. So I mean, but I mean, obviously, jumping at night does present an increased risk factor and a little bit danger. So how do you kind of counteract that with the desire to actually push yourself to the outer limits?
You kind of have to stop caring about your well-being a little bit and just focus on what you got to do. When it gets dark, it's kind of scary in the daytime. When it gets dark, it gets very scary. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't afraid. I think you just make a mental switch and kind of switch off that fear part and then when you're done skiing, sometimes it switches back on.
All right, then. So last question. What's possible distance-wise for you out there in the dark when it comes down to the finals tomorrow night?
Well, my jump earlier, the 236, felt technically really clean. I definitely missed a little bit of speed and a little bit of kick, so I'd say I feel I can go 240. Will I aim to go 240? I don't know. We'll see how we're feeling tomorrow night. But yeah, definitely 230 plus.
Indeed, indeed. We certainly wish you the very best of luck. The new British jump record holder and tied for the European distance record. That is Joel Poland. Best of luck to you tomorrow night.
Cheers, Tony.
All right there, Taylor Garcia, a hometown favourite here at the Arzle Lake Hancock. And you jumped pretty well earlier on today. How pleased would you say your performance was coming into this practice round for tonight?
Definitely was happy with the way qualifiers went earlier. You know, getting back into the 30s after about a year out of it is quite nice. Especially doing it 222, 225, 231. That was confidence boosting because it was progressive, it was easy. I followed the steps that I planned on, and it worked out. So that's always a nice chain of events.
Seems like you're in total command of your situation out there, because the day previous you'd actually done 229 feet in practice, you know. So, I mean, it you were on the cusp, and it seemed like you were going on an upward trajectory. And that seemed to be the case here in the earlier rounds.
Yeah, I've got a good plan, and so far it seems to be working out for me. So I'll keep following it, and I think there's more to come, even in the dark. So I think I'm excited. I think there's a chance this could be a really fun event for me.
Okay, you've jumped at night on many, many occasions. You know, you've ended up on the podium on quite a few occasions. I think the last podium that you had was at LA Night Jam at night this past June. I mean, you're on your home site, so there is that kind of familiarity, but do you feel that the night time is a great equalizer in that respect?
First of all, I was one off the podium, sadly, at LA Night Jam, ended up fourth, but yeah, I enjoy the night quite a bit. I think it's not so much a great equalizer, it's just a completely different event, and one that I've been doing since I was 12 or 13 at LA Night Jam when Jay Bennett let me forerun. So I feel like I've got it really dialed in. It doesn't make me uncomfortable. I enjoy the night. I love the crowds. We really don't get anything like this except at night jump tournaments that just have day jump. The crowds, it's not even a comparison to what the people sound like at night and how excited everyone gets. So I think the more night jumps I can do, the happier I'm going to be.
All right. What's possible for you distance-wise at night?
You know, today proved anything, I got no idea. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Could be 230s from everybody, could be 210s. It's night jump, it's a whole nother event, and we'll see what it takes tomorrow.
All right, game on indeed there for Taylor Garcia. We wish you the very best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
And that brings to a conclusion this edition of the TWBC podcast. Unfortunately, unable to get any words from Freddy Krueger, but I'm sure that we're going to be hearing plenty of him tomorrow night. The King of Darkness 2024 jump-in competition. The festivities takes place from 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and full coverage, as always, is going to be on the TWBC YouTube channel. But for me, Tony Lightfoot, and on behalf of everyone here, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.